Hey, I apologize for the quality of this. I'm not sure what it's going to sound like. I'm doing this on my cell phone. I was having a little trouble with my computer this morning. Listen, it's going to be an interesting, it's going to be an interesting week for sure as we finish off the week, this Holy Week, of course, Friday, Good Friday. But look, one of the things that I've been working on early this morning, a little bit last night, started it, picked it up again early this morning. And look, we're right now, it's looking like we're going to have to go into probably the deepest recession in the history of the nation. And what I mean by that is not the longest, not the worst from an economic perspective, just the depth of the recession. In other words, 30% unemployment rate or higher, loss of jobs to the like of which we have never seen in any kind of recession. The loss of valuations like we haven't seen in too many recessions. Deep from a perspective that every state and every sector is likely to be participating in this. So from that perspective, it's going to be deep. The upside is there's no reason for it to be prolonged. I've been hearing very good things this morning coming out about treatment for the virus, the plasma treatment that they've been doing. On 20 patients seems to have a very, very good effect. They are working on medications that could be treatments to other people. And from what I am reading from three of the drug companies that I am following this, they're the three, two of the major ones that everybody's talking about, and one other that nobody's talking about. It looks like they're making incredible progress. So, going to be continued volatility and definitely some issues from a depth of this recession. But let me just say this. If you want a dollar cost average in, you can do so. It's never a bad idea. Any more than it's ever a bad idea to take profits. So I don't have a problem with that. If that's something that you feel you've got to do, now you want to get in. If you're that afraid of missing potentially the run-up, it's already started. I've gotten emails from people saying, oh, I think I missed the run-up. We've had two good days. Let's not get carried away about missing the run-up. And it doesn't matter, and this is what I want you to focus on today. It doesn't matter if you miss the bottom. Good investors always miss the bottom. And good investors always get out before the top is reached. So it doesn't matter. What we're trying to catch is not the bottom. What we're trying to catch is entering in when things are beginning to look stable. We're trying to catch stability coming back to the market. Does that mean it's going to be off the bottom? Of course it does. But you will feel far more comfortable and will do as good in the long run if we can catch stability. And that's what we, that's what I and others here are trying to do. We're trying to do the analytics to help you catch stability. So be patient, but look, if you're a long-term investor, if you're under 35, or, you know, for particularly, but even if you're under 50 and you're looking at 15 years, feel free to dollar cost average, but I stick to what I've said. I don't want you to be dollar cost averaging, dollar cost averaging, dollar cost averaging. I want you to say, here's my powder. That would be your cash. And I'm going to keep some of it dry for an indefinite period of time. And some of it I'm willing to get in. So you have to be focused on what you've committed to keeping dry. And what you have committed to keeping dry is somewhere at least at the absolute worst case would be half of what the asset allocation model says. And you're going to keep that dry. But if you have a lot more than that that you're keeping dry, at some point in time, you've got to pick a time to put some of that to work. So you have to decide that, hey, I just want to get in now. I know valuations are good. I know pricing is good. And then I'm not going to look back and we'll see what the future holds. And there's nothing wrong with that strategy. Okay. So hopefully that helps you. I'm running late here this morning. I got too enthralled into too much, a little bit more research and some incredible devotional time. And now I'm trying to play catch up, but hopefully that helps you as we look forward in the day. God bless. See you in a couple hours.